All right. Hey, what's up? This is Danny. And today we're going to talk about the Military Times article because that was a lot of fun. Pulling it up right now, actually. All right. Military Times, I decided to do an interview with them. I've done a few interviews over the last year. If you don't know, Military Times and all their subsidiaries, Army Times, Navy Times, Marine Times, the sort, they have taken a very leftist approach to how they report, and oftentimes their reporting is anything but neutral. It is very biased. In fact, I was reading through six different articles just now on their front page that were just absurdly biased. Now, I get it. I can't talk about bias because I write from a biased standpoint often. However, I have plenty of articles that attest to my ability to write unbiased. So, I think it's pretty sad when a reporter can't do their job. Regardless, I'll say I'm not mad. I was a little salty at first, not specifically because of the content, but just specific things that were taken out of context. I spoke to this reporter who is Sarah Sicard. I spoke to her for 31 minutes. 31 minutes we spoke, and this is what she pulled out. So the title of this article is Anonymous Social Media Accounts Sow Seeds of Distrust Over Military Vaccine Mandate. Okay, first of all, we're the ones sowing seeds of distrust? We are? Why would I be doing this if I was already vaccinated? Is it just for the lulz? Am I doing it for clout? I already had clout. I had the account that I didn't give a shit about that had 23,000 followers that got deleted. I'm not too concerned about clout. I have my own app. What would I be doing this for? Maybe it falls in line with the theme of everything else that I've been doing for the last year and a half. Okay. Taking people to account for their actions. Okay. People in the military know better than anybody what lack of accountability looks like. Our senior leaders are not held to account. It's not even a hidden secret anymore. It is just in your face how lopsided justice is in the military. So, what has my platform always been about? Calling out unethical and illegal actions from those in a position of authority that have the ability to affect their troops' lives. That's usually at the command level. We have brought attention to other things, but that is specifically what I'm interested in. Calling out those who use their rank to hold those underneath them hostage to a situation that's toxic, unethical, illegal, their safety might be in jeopardy. And those who follow me often know this. So I'm kind of putting this out there for those of you who don't follow me often and kind of say what I want to say in response to the Military Times article, because I don't think that gave us a fair shake. Now, I can't speak for these other accounts. Okay. I don't know them personally, but I can speak for myself, and how it was skewed is not accurate. So let's break through this thing really quick. We talk about right up front, a tweet that came out from our account on Twitter. Yeah. All right, so let me give some context to this. This tweet says, "This virus doesn't affect kids. It's been proven. The shot, however, has killed many kids." All right, woof, wow. Even looking at this screenshot, I see it was reposted quite a few times, and man, it's got a lot of comments. All right, that was probably a little crazy of us. I talked to PB after that. Talked about the context, what we were doing, but the premise of that tweet was, before that, we had, I think this was her, I'm not even going to mention her name. There was a person on Twitter who I took a screenshot. I didn't take the screenshot. It was sent to me, but I took this screenshot that was sent to me, and I basically ridiculed it. This person is just a rabid progressive leftist who I mean, it's not even borderline communism. The kind of things that she writes are full-blown socialism, dipping her toes into a very dangerous world of anti-American sentiment, very anti-American. Either way, we posted this. I posted this and it blew up and all the mill Twitters went crazy and went after the account. Man, they got nasty, which is fine. Whatever. I called her an idiot first. I was making fun of her. That's fine. Go nuts. But the point was, this post in particular, somebody in our Instagram messaged and said, you should say this and this and this. I said, that's hilarious. So I told PB and he posted it and we had fun with it. And the little leftist, whatever you want to call them, the fascists on the left who demand that you conform or die, basically, and some of them have written this, they lost their damn minds. And I'm not going to apologize for it. I think it's hilarious. Yeah, fuck them. All right. So the tweet happened. I had to explain what it was. And I did. I explained it. Said it was 100% a troll. And then I got a reply from a psychological operations branch chief. He was a former SOCOM PSYOPS officer. All right. He retired as a colonel. And he said, this kind of stuff is dangerous. It has second and third order effects. No, motherfucker, what's dangerous is the kind of shit these fuckers are posting on Twitter. And we let them get away with it. Major General Donahoe and his little lackeys running around at the highest level of the Pentagon, all the way down to the lowest level of the troop and the company, are posting anti-American sentiment, trying to ban free speech. And you're saying my shit's dangerous? Because I call into question command teams who can't follow orders. Going back to it again, what did the Department of Defense say? Did they not say it is voluntary? You will not coerce your troops. So me, Danny, I voluntarily took the vaccine because it's what I wanted to do. I didn't push anybody to do it. And actually, to his credit, awesome guy. My commander didn't push me to do it, which is part of the reason why I did do it, actually, because he didn't jump in my ass. Take a cue, commanders, okay? Leave your guys alone, and maybe they'll do it anyways. A lot of people just don't want to do it because fuck you. That's why. They know they don't have to, and you're not going to push them into it. So, yeah, you're saying this has second and third order effects. I think the bullshit that they're posting has second and third order effects. So when I push back against commanders who can't follow orders and who do the opposite of what higher and senior officers tell them to do, I think that's the last thing that is going to cause unintended bad consequences. All right. We're going to give a voice to those who actually support the Constitution and who still remember what their oath is. All right. So he said, at this point in time, it's simply creating distrust between leadership and their personnel. No. You're saying that my account, these other accounts, are creating distrust between personnel and their leadership? No, you fucking stooge. How about the command teams themselves? They're the ones sowing discord and distrust between themselves and their personnel. When they lie, when they cheat, when they steal, when they have a lack of ethics, when they break orders and they get away with it in full view of their troops, that is what breaks trust. All right. So, jumps into some other stuff. And, Maximilian Uriarte, the Marine artist who created the Terminal Lance comic series. Let's talk about Max for a minute. Max used to be somebody, there was very few accounts on social media that were worth going to, and Max had one of the best. This was a dude who had gotten out of the Marine Corps. He made Terminal Lance. This was a salty E3 in the Marine Corps who kind of let that rebellious side hang out and had the low fade and just did all kinds of, shenanigans, whatever. It was Marine Corps life. Max has taken a decidedly leftist turn himself. And it's not because of the vaccine. So this is what pisses me off about this portion. This was taken completely out of context. This actually has nothing to do with me. But Sarah, the author who wrote this, said that they came after Max because he got the vaccine and said... He shared a Terminal Lance comic about the vaccine and Marines, which drew further ire from several anonymous accounts. Okay, that's not how it started. Do your fucking research. This isn't hard. You could have asked anybody about this. The reason people were mad at Max in the first place is because he used to be an account that Marines could drop their shit off at. They could come and they could give him a video, they could give him a screenshot or whatever else. He'd post it and kind of put people on blast like what we do. This dude was helping keep leaders accountable. They knew that, hey man, like if Terminal Lance blasts you, everybody's going to see that shit. His account was and still is huge. What happened this time is a Marine sent him some shit and he sent it to his command. And it wasn't bad shit. His command contacted him and said, hey, Max, hey, who sent that to you? And he fucking dimed him out. He ratted the Marine out who thought that he had a confidential person that he could send this stuff to. And that is why the Mill Meme community went ape shit on him. So yeah, the vaccine stuff, that's a side note. That's a side note to Max. So Max, if you hear this, fuck you too. Because you can't be entrusted just like, you know, it seems like there's a theme here. Go left. And suddenly you lose your credibility, your integrity, your honor, and you just become a sack of shit who can't be trusted. Amazing how that works. All right, so yeah, he says that was the main reason they were all incredibly butthurt. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. You're fucking retarded. You know why everybody was incredibly butthurt. Lying piece of shit. So they talk about the anonymity of these meme purveyors. It's a double-edged sword among military ranks. Well, hiding behind incognito social media accounts has proven useful in some cases for discussing serious service member issues like sexual assault, unacceptable barracks living conditions, and toxic leadership. On the other hand, there is virtually no accountability when more nefarious military-oriented accounts use their platforms to sow seeds of discord among the ranks. All right, first of all, fuck you. I'm the one. I'm the anonymous count that brings up stuff like sexual assault, unacceptable barracks living conditions, and toxic leadership. That's me. That's what I do. I write the stories. Ask any Mill Meme account out there and they'll be like, oh, who are you going to send your shit to? Oh, I'll turn Terminal CWO. He'll put it on blast. He'll get his story out there. I also run Landfill. Yeah, that's me. I'm the anonymous account that puts that shit on blast and gets people the kind of attention and the spotlight on issues that they wouldn't have otherwise. And then you turn around in the same breath and say some of the more nefarious military. Well, no, hold up. I like how you subtly try to put a distinction between the two, because clearly you're talking about my account, Terminal CWO, as a nefarious military-oriented account. But wait, this one before. What was this? I do good stuff. It's proven useful in some cases. No, not in some cases, in a lot of fucking cases. We've helped a lot of people. And if you would take 2 seconds to go through anything or read anything that's ever been posted, you would see the kind of help that we have brought to the community. The kind of the conditions that soldiers have been in, the kind of medical issues they've had, the kind of double standards, hypocrisy from their leadership, the kind of shit that we have put on blast that would not have gone accounted for otherwise. I will never, ever apologize for what I do. The kind of messages I've gotten in the lives, literally at least two that I can think of off the top of my head, actual actually saved their lives, and they would attest to it because of the kind of attention that we put on their situation. Anybody recall the incident at Fort Hood with the soldier who was cooked by the radar dish? Yeah, General Garrett got involved with that one. General Garrett, Force Comm Commander, went to the 3 Corps and said, hey, what the fuck is going on? That shit got resolved. That troop got help. He was having multiple seizures a day. And because of the story we put out and the spotlight we put on it, he got the help he needed. So we're a nefarious military-oriented account that sowed seeds of discord. No, we don't sow seeds of discord. The seeds of discord are already there. And this is why nobody fucking trusts the media, the leadership, or anybody else. This is why we do what we do, because you're so ignorant to what the issue is. You people lack any and all integrity. You know what the right answer is. We all know what the right answer is. We have the truth in front of us, yet we deny it and we say otherwise. Okay? This shit is not some sort of, this isn't some sort of mystery that we're all trying to figure out the right answer and just to see what's, no. We are purposefully lying, writing things in a way that take things out of context, omitting information that was said. Remember, I spoke for 31 minutes. And we're creating a narrative here that was maybe there before, but solidified in your opinion. It was there before in some people's eyes, I guess. But you said, hey, I'm going to put this on the media and I'm going to take this interview that this guy did with me and I'm going to twist this whole fucking thing and just take this all out of context. Hey, you know what? If all these things were exactly how things went down, I wouldn't even be mad. I'd be like, well, I'm just dumb. I'm just bad at interviews or whatever. But they weren't. Like I said, we spoke for 31 minutes and I was very clear on things. There was another issue in here. That's true. Sorry, I'm just kind of reading through this a little bit. All right. So this is what I wrote. First of all, she wrote, that's what Danny said. No, this is what I wrote. It's what I wrote in my article that I still have on my app, Terminal X. Go read it. It's the one about the Secretary of Defense Austin making the shot mandatory. It says, I hope the vaccine gets made mandatory because I am sick of the military looking like a garbage organization full of commanders who break the rules for their own purposes. Just make it mandatory like every other freaking vaccine. I wrote it and I mean it. It's going to happen eventually anyways, and I'm fucking tired of this. I am tired of the level of muck and garbage and sewage that is just permeated the ranks of our military over something like a vaccine that you people have politicized. When the Department of Defense and Secretary of Defense Austin said it's a voluntary vaccine, it is not mandatory, and you will not push your troops to get it with coercion or bullying or anything else. And yet that's all we've seen. And I have posted dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of examples, maybe hundreds at this point, of the kind of shit that's going on across the force, primarily Army, but yes, across other branches as well. It's disgusting. Just make it mandatory. Let's just get it over with. Okay? I'm tired of seeing this. These leaders have broken trust with their troops. They have broken trust with their formations. That's what this is. Okay? It's not me sowing seeds of discord. I'm not doing this for lols. I'm over the memes. I'm fucking tired of memes, man. Like this is real world shit. Do you understand how bad things have gotten? The kind of division here? I'm pushing back on this. I'm sick of it. I'm pushing back and I'm saying enough is enough. Go ahead. Dox me. Find out who I am. This makes my job even easier. Do you think I will give two fucks about anything if I get doxed and I know my career is over? Do you think I will care for 2 seconds? No, I will not be stopped. This will continue. We will keep pushing back because what is happening is this element is driving a wedge between this nation in an effort to throw out any kind of constitutional normalities or structure this nation has ever known. disgusting with these people who swear to defend the Constitution of the United States. It's disgusting what they allow, what they say, what they do. Just absolute trash. So I made an offhand comment that was, I honestly don't remember wording it like this, but I might have. It says, I will continue to fight back against commanders coercing their troops. In this overwhelming effort by media personalities, by politicians to get Trump out of office and desire to prop up a geriatric. And then it says, who's got no cognitive capabilities. Okay, got it. I was heated up just like I am now. You know, I get going, I get passionate, and I start speaking. And apparently I said, who's got no cognitive capabilities? Ain't got no. Okay. Who has none? Who doesn't have any? Got it. I felt like that was a pretty shitty fucking blow from the journalist. You could have cleaned that shit up, or at least thrown a sick in there, SIC. You know, like, that's a dick move. What you were trying to go for there was redneck trailer trash, fucking out me as a uneducated rube by writing that, by putting that in there specifically. 31 minutes of shit, and that's what you put in there. You wanted to make sure that I called your boss man, your best friend Joe Biden, who, you know, literally does not know that he's the president of the United States some days, and you want to make sure that he's taken care of because, hey, that's what we do as leftists, right? We prop up our dictator because our dictator is better than your dictator. And by the way, I said the same shit about Trump. I wasn't about to support that shit either because he almost went too far with the military. That's a complete different side note, but I said the same damn thing. Okay, a dictator's a dictator's a dictator. Some of the shit he did with the military and the way he wanted to roll through America was fucked. And I said it then and I'll say it now. Same shit that I see here with Joe Biden and his administration. This shit is anti-American. It's anti-constitutional. So, point of this is saying this overwhelming effort by media personalities. There was an overwhelming effort. This isn't an opinion. This is fact. We know it's fact. We caught them with hidden cameras. We can put all the information together, terabytes of information, you know, just going off on Trump in every despicable way you can imagine. The only reason that Biden is being turned on now is because we got to start massaging and prepping for Kamala Harris to become president. Either way, I'm getting off topic. All right. So some other people said some stuff, some back and forth. Like I said, this talked about other accounts as well. Sorry, I'm just trying to find something of relevance here. One of the interesting things about social media is that you're fairly unaccountable for what you say, he added. You can make bold statements that you won't actually be held to. It's one of the reasons that social media environments are, for lack of better terms, so toxic. That's not an inaccurate statement. That's the truth. And then before that, he had said he believes anti-vaccine sentiments are more bark than bite. And I agree with him. They are. Look, I've been around a minute. I know what it's like to say, oh man, I'm not getting that shit. Push comes to shove. I'm watching people get it. Their commander's telling them you're not deploying. And dudes are like, well, I got to take it then. They're saying you can't take leave. They're like, I got to take it then. You know, all these hardliners that are saying, I'm not going to take the vaccine. Well, okay. Good on you. If you're really going to stick with that, you're going to get raked over the coals. And if you're willing to go there, then I applaud you for having the constitution and the fortitude to go through with it. But most of you are talking shit. You're not going to do it. You're going to stay right where you are and you're going to get the shot. You'll probably be just like me. Stupid at the end of the day, but no more stupid than you were before. The shot isn't going to do shit to you. But who knows? Anything could happen, right? Either way, this whole article, once again, feeds this narrative that we're against the vaccine. And I say, we're not. We're not against the vaccine. We have always, you can't prove it because one of our accounts was deleted. You know, we have a new account now. We have always called out and brought light to all types of shit. Things that I just found interesting. You can go back and find all kinds of articles about nanotechnology and opinions from the left and opinions from the right and discussions on this and that. And we make fun of every politician, and like, it's been a free for all. But now that we're doing this, you're going to say, oh, well, you guys are anti-vax. No, no, we're not. We've been clear in everything we do. We've been clear that we're not anti-vaccine in any way. Like, all of us have been, let's see. Hefe has been in as long as I've been in it. He's been in 20 years. I think PB has been in a little bit less time, but like, he's right there. Right there. The dude is well over 15. I know that. What I'm saying is we have had every, you know, toxin the Department of Defense has in their arsenal pumped into our bodies. I don't think anybody bitched about it other than the fact that like, fuck, I just got this booster. I have to get this again. Really? I have to go in and get this same fucking booster because they didn't document it the first time. Great. Awesome. Now I'll have double anthrax in my body. That's the kind of shit we deal with. But, you know, nobody gives a shit about the vaccines. Yeah, there's a lot of misinformation going on about this particular COVID-19 vaccine. But that doesn't mean shit to me. Why would it? I'm already vaccinated. Why would I fucking care? I already have it. Done deal. Got my card. What could be my motivation? What do I say all the time? Look for a motive, right?
Oh, why would he have done that? He wants the likes and he wants the follows. Yeah, that's what he...
Guys, I actively got my account deleted by Mark Zuckerberg's team because I did not give a shit. It means nothing. It lost its zeal a long time ago. It's not it's not this fun thing to go out and get follows and likes anymore. I don't give a fuck. A lot of times it's a chore just to keep it going. So why would I be doing it? Maybe because I'm angry. Maybe it's because I'm tired. I'm sick and fucking tired of you commanders, you piece of shit officers, abusing your rank and breaking orders. You do not have the prerogative to disobey an order. You don't. And if those above you are saying one thing publicly and doing another behind closed doors and saying, hey, guess what? You're going to make this happen. You're going to make this happen. On the surface, I'm going to say, nope, it's voluntary, but you're going to make this happen. If that's what's happening, then fuck them. They're the ones that don't have integrity. But you should stand up and use your rank to support your troops. But we know that's not going to happen. When has it ever happened? When has a careerist piece of shit officer ever put anybody before themselves? They haven't. And they never will. Well, that's pretty much what I wanted to talk about today. That was one long rant. There's not going to be any cuts, no edits. There's a really bad room echo, so I apologize. I will try to get a little bit of that room echo out of the mic. But other than that, I said my piece, and there'll be some more articles coming out about Terminal CWO. I actually just did another interview yesterday with a better publication, the Military Times, I'll tell you that. But I'll tell you this. Sarah, if you listen to this, what you did was dirty, and you probably don't give a shit because you'll probably never want to talk to me again, but you fucked up the whole thing for me ever having a discussion with Military Times. So if I'm ever really important and I'm cool and you want to interview me, well, fuck you. All right. Probably won't happen. Yeah. I'm not important other than the fact that you wanted to talk to me for your slam piece about this shit, but I thought it was dirty, and yeah, well, it's all good. Like I said, it's one of those things where you know something is coming, and yet when it happens, you're still like, oh, that dirty son of a bitch. Well, fuck me, right? You learn a lesson. All right. I am going to get off here now. Thanks for listening. I hope I didn't put you in too much of a mood. Talk to you later. All right. Be safe. Take care. Bye.